to the Dance School Startup Mini Podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group. Hello everyone, it's Laura here over at Dance School Startup. I hope you guys are well and have had a wonderful week. I'm here today with episode 12 of the podcast, Five Things to Remember as a New Business Owner. And I wanted to do this one this week, guys, because I know that there has been a lot of overwhelm from the group and things have opened up and people are back in the studio. But, you know, things have got real and things haven't always gone in the right direction or perhaps the direction that people had expected. And, you know, I've had quite a few DMs over the last couple of weeks of people feeling concerned or having things happen that have worried them and they've just needed to talk it through. So I wanted to say today five things that I think is really important to remember, especially as a new business owner. And the first thing is, it takes guts. Making the leap from dance teacher to dance school owner is absolutely huge, and I don't think you should underestimate how big that is and how much confidence that takes to do. So even if you're actually quite a naturally confident person, it still takes a lot of guts to do it because, you know, people worry about what other people might think of them, or they might feel like an imposter and they're not ready for it. But having the guts to actually go ahead and say, do you know what? I'm going to work for myself. I'm going to create this school from nothing. I mean, literally nothing. You've started with a name and that's it. And in some cases, you haven't even got a name yet. And then you have to go on this crazy journey. It's not just finding a hall and teaching some kids how to dance or teaching some adults some exercise classes. It's so much more than that. And the guts that it takes to make that leap is huge. So please don't underestimate that. Number two, it's a complete emotional roller coaster. There are days when you are up and you are so happy and buzzing and excited and everything's going your way and you've got new students coming through the door and people are sending you emails telling you how much they love your school and you are on top of the world. And that can change in a minute. You can feel like you're on the floor, everything's going wrong, it's a complete disaster. Why did I even start this school in the first place? And that, to be honest, guys, happens in all business as a business owner. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. And, you know, you've got to be prepared for it. And it's all about mindset and making sure that you've got a bit of a toolbox, as they say, to make sure that you are able to maintain a level head when things get difficult and, you know, keep your confidence up and believe in yourself when things are a little bit more difficult. But this is going to be a wild ride. I've said that from the start, and you will have days that are better than others, but it's just important to remember that every problem is solvable. And when something comes up, it's really important that you take a moment to distance yourself and take a few deep breaths and then look at the situation with fresh eyes. Because when you're in the middle of it, and if something bad happens or something unexpected happens, you can really become pretty stressed and sometimes frightened. You know, let's be real here, guys. There are times when you think that you're just going to lose it all and you've worked too hard for this. But ultimately, there is a solution for every problem. Things will be fixed. And it's about having that mindset where when things don't go your way, you step away from them and then come back to it with fresh eyes. And when things are going well, it's important to remember those feelings. And I think sometimes when things are going well, we forget to actually really enjoy them. We forget to be proud of ourselves because everything's happening so quickly all the time. It's such a full-on job. So if I can give you anything, just try to remember the really good things just as much as the things that perhaps not going your way. Number three is you need patience. And the thing is, guys, we just all want everything straight away, don't we? Because it's hard. It really is hard work. You're working a lot of hours. You're putting a lot of time in. You're having to think about every single aspect of your business. You're wearing 100 different hats. You don't have anyone working for you necessarily at this point. You know, you're doing all the marketing and the advertising yourself, plus your teaching, plus trying to actually grow and create a business. And that takes time. And there are times when you're first starting out when you can feel like perhaps things aren't growing as quickly as you'd hoped. But remember, consistency is key. And if you keep working hard and keep up the work and don't falter and don't give up at the first hurdle, you will hit a point where things start to pick up speed and you'll steam ahead and things will suddenly start to improve and you'll feel like things are growing and it's exciting. But it might take a little while for that to hit that point, and that's when the patience comes in. And I know, you know, it's hard. I'm the worst for having patience at the best of times, but trust me, just remain patient and consistent and you will see the results that you want in your business. Number four is, not everyone will quote unquote get it. Not everyone's going to get it. All right. There will be people in your family that will think, God, why is she so stressed? Or why is he so stressed? You know, it's a dance school. And they just have no idea that, yes, it is a dance school, but it's so much more than that to you, to your students, to your dance family. And it's your passion. And when your business and your passion are mixed together, it is absolutely wonderful because you're living a life where you look forward to going to work every single day. But also, it's hard to leave your work at work when you're a business owner. So things do become pretty full out, especially in the early days when you perhaps haven't set yourself that many boundaries to make sure that you're not bringing your work home with you and you're leaving, you know, it behind and having some sort of work-life balance. So not everyone's going to get it if you come back stressed or if you're crying your eyes out because you've got an email from someone that perhaps is worded a little bit harshly, you know, because we take everything to heart because we really, really care. And if someone works in an office where they leave at 5 o'clock and they don't really care about it when they get home, you know, that's, it just gets left in the office, and they see you upset about an email, they don't understand necessarily why you are reacting the way that you're reacting. It can be difficult. And it can be difficult for us to express sometimes why we get so emotionally involved in the children or the students in general and their families. Because if you're not brought up in that environment, you know, if you're not a dancer and you've never gone to a dance class or been part of a dance family, it is something that's a bit different and it's difficult to understand. So in those times, you need to find your group of people that you can go to. You know, if you've got a friend that gets it, go to them. If you know other dance teachers, go to them. Find people that can be a really good support system so that if you need to sound off, you can. And obviously, the Dance School Startup Group is a brilliant place to do that, and we all get it. And number five is, by taking this leap, you now have given yourself the control to basically design the life that you want to live. And that's so exciting. And don't forget that you are in control. It's your business, it's your choices. And although that might feel a bit scary and a bit overwhelming at times, ultimately, it's such a lovely position to be in. If you are the one making the choices, you're the one deciding when you're going to teach, you're the one deciding when you're going to have a holiday, you know, all of these things that you don't get when you're working with someone else and you're being led by what they need or how they run the show, you know, you've actually got a chance now to do it your way. And even though the times can be tricky and a little bit more challenging, it's so worth it for the amount of positives that come out of it, the amount of great control and freedom that you will be able to give yourself, especially eventually when your school's been going a bit longer and is a little bit bigger. And it might not feel like that now when you're working 6-7 days a week, every hour God sends, trying to build up this business. But in a couple of years' time, I do promise you, it will get easier. You'll get yourself into a system. You'll get yourself on a roll. And suddenly things will start to relax and you'll realize that you are in such a brilliant position. And grab the bull by the horns. Make the decisions now to get things as clear as possible in your plans of how you want to run your school long term, so that in a few years' time you've actually created the school that you always wanted, and you can nurture that and build on that, but also you can step away from it when you need to and you can have the life that you want. Just literally take a moment now to imagine yourself in 5 years' time. Just shut your eyes and imagine yourself, guys. You know, you've got this school that you've absolutely worked your bottom off to grow, and it's thriving. And you've got a really decent number of students, and your venues are working out well for you, and you're looking at expanding further, and perhaps you've got some staff. You know, whatever your 5-year plan is, imagine being there. And imagine actually achieving that. And then imagine him, you know, how wonderful that's going to feel that you've created that, you've done that yourself. And that also now you're in a position where you can just enjoy it. You have the power now to design the dance school of your dreams. And it doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to include owning your own premises with 5 massive studios and a hot tub on the roof. But whatever is a realistic expectation of what your dream dance school can be in the next 5 years, you're in control to achieve that. You just need a good plan. So enjoy that thought, guys, because in 5 years' time, when you look back, you're going to feel so proud of yourself, I promise. You're honestly doing such a great job, guys. Keep that head up, have a great week, and I'll see you in the group. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast. I hope you found that useful and took away some valuable information. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could like and subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, perhaps even leave me a little review or share it with someone else who you think it may benefit. If you're just starting out or in the first 2 years of your dance school business, follow the link in the show notes to join us at the Facebook group.